The Maria Sanchez Show, a conversation, not a confrontation. On MariaSanchezShow.com.
Hi, this is Maria Sanchez, and welcome to The Maria Sanchez Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your ears. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of your listening experience in that vast array that's available out there. We have Rob Vaca visiting with us today. He has created, along with Adam Capes, something that's called G2G Collection, Travel Beyond the Destination. It's a luxury destination club. And Rob, thank you for joining us. I'm really curious to hear how this goes. I mean, I know you're dealing with an upper-end audience, so this may not apply to everybody, but the fact that you're doing it is of interest to me, because I've traveled for philanthropy several times in my life, and it seems like you're doing this and taking it to another level.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. We are taking it to another level, and I think what's most important is our intention is authentic, and our mission has great integrity in it, and we take this very, very seriously.
So what is the genesis for G2G? How did it come about?
Yeah, we've been in the business for 8 years. So Adam and I and another gentleman were operating a luxury destination club called Equity Estates, which started in 2006. That luxury destination club had a different model and a different focus. It was an equity fund. So the participants became partners in the LLC that bought real estate around the world. It was expensive, relatively speaking, $200,000 to $500,000 to be part of it. And we were very successful in arguably the most difficult economic times in perhaps our lifetimes, which was 2007 through 2011. And as a result of that success, we saw a few things. Number one, we saw that experiences were more valuable than things for many people. We also saw that money and wealth in the form of financial instruments was not going to save you from inevitable pitfalls in life, such as divorce, illness, child issues, family matters, etc., so that money didn't necessarily buy happiness. And we also saw that charity and vacations were inextricably tied, because for anybody who's been to a gala, anyone who's been to a charity golf tournament, you know that there's usually an auction or a raffle, and there is a luxury vacation that usually fetches the most money in that auction or raffle. So those three real important elements led us, when Equity Estates sold out in 2012, led us to found G2G Collection, which is short for Get Away to Give, with a mission to raise $1 billion over the next decade for causes that deserve it.
So that's a heady goal. And how did you arrive at that? And how do you think that you're going to be able to attain it?
We think there are a few ways. First, through membership. When someone joins G2G, the total cost is $15,000, but half of that's a charitable donation that goes to the cause that the participant is most passionate about, or one of our partners if they don't have a cause they're passionate about. So $7,500 per member. Then every time a member travels with us, a couple things happen. They save money. They save typically 25 to 60% on their travel experiences. And when they travel, they pay as they go. So there's no upfront long-term commitment. There's no annual fees. But when they pay the nightly rate, we give 5% of that back to their charity. And then the third way we help causes is we have some remarkably influential and outstanding human beings who are part of G2G, household names, CEOs of incredibly large entities, philanthropists that you would know, celebrities and athletes that you and I watch and see and look up to. And many of those are donating dollars through the G2G's Giving Plan Foundation, larger sum dollars that we then allocate for them. So those three ways: when someone joins, $7,500 goes to a charity, 5% of every cost of a trip goes to a charity, and donations can be made and money can be contributed through our Giving Plan Foundation that ends up somewhere else.
So is your foundation a 501c3?
It is. It's a registered 501c3 with the IRS. So we adhere to everything that any other charity does from an integrity standpoint. For us, it's slightly different. We pass through almost every dollar. We don't run expenses through and have fundraising costs and administrative costs, almost 100% of what we raise goes through the foundation and ends up at another charity.
Which is a nice thing to be able to say, because as folks know, some of these charities, they exist to keep the people employed.
Some do. Yeah. But I think charity is a little misunderstood. There are some great pieces out there today by authors like Dan Pallotta that talk about the fact that people that run charities and do great work should be compensated, and I believe in that. Now, there needs to be integrity, and there needs to be a process, and there needs to be inspection. And I think if you have those things, you can compensate people the right way.
So can you explain what a typical vacation might look like?
Yeah, and I think...
I mean, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, I think typical vacation, that concept gets muddied and blurry. And my observation is we're trying to help people do a few different things. First of all, when you think about vacation, I think most of us, for better or for worse, think a week at the beach, in Europe, or at a ski spot. I think that's what most of us think. The reality is we've expanded that significantly with a couple of different products inside our club. One's called the City Plan. So for people that like New York, Chicago, LA, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Las Vegas, and soon Paris and London and other spots, for people who like those places and use those either for brief vacations, 3 to 4 night vacations, or for business, we have a great option, because rather than using hotels, we've created a program where private residences are managed by G2G in each of those cities with amazing kitchens, remarkable views, oftentimes 2 bedrooms and a pullout so that you can sleep more than just 1 or 2 people, and in the greatest locations. So for example, in New York, if you wanted to go to New York around the holidays and you were going to stay in a standard hotel and you were going to bring just your significant other, you would pay $500 or more for a standard hotel around the holidays. Our members who enjoy our City Plan wind up paying $350 a night on average for places that would rent for $1,500 to $2,000 a night. So that's one interesting way we're changing vacationing and the way vacations are looked at, because my observation is most of us go to New York or LA or Miami or Chicago or San Francisco and don't think of that as a vacation, but we do that reasonably frequently. We do it once every quarter, perhaps. So that's one of the ways that we provide great value. The other way is in the vacation setting, let's say Los Cabos or Telluride or Anguilla or Tuscany. We offer remarkable options and access to places that you or I may not have found on our own. And then our concierge group takes all the guesswork out of planning, everything from where to go in a city or where to go in a beach spot, what restaurants to make reservations at, what private chef is the right chef, what's the right cost for a private chef, what's the right theater options in a city, what's the right ski equipment rental. We do all that. We reserve all that. We take care of all of it. We remove the hassle, and we even do the pre-trip grocery shopping so that, for example, moms that I've talked to have said, "You've really helped me remove the title of chief entertainment director," which takes the stress out of my vacation and really allows me not to focus on everybody other than me and lets me be selfish for a rare change, which I think moms and dads really appreciate. So we're saving people money. We're providing them access to places perhaps they would not have had on their own. And lastly, we're taking care of all of the nuances and hassles that often come that make vacationing stressful. And we're giving back to a charity at the same time. So I think we're unique and different in those ways.
And I know you have other plans, and we can go into those in a little bit. But in terms of the charities, if the folks, as you said, don't have one of their own, you earmark ones?
We don't earmark it. We give them a selection. So, for example, I have a number of examples and stories that I'm really proud of. And I'm proud of these because, for example, we had a gentleman who joined 6 months ago from LA, and we didn't know him. We were introduced by another member. We spoke with him, and he said, I love it. I travel a lot and I'm going to use the heck out of this and it's going to save me a lot of money and it's going to take the hassle out of my travel. And we said, well, tell us what charity you care about. And he said, well, you know, I run a company. I'm very busy. I sometimes fly private. I sometimes do this. I have this, I have this, but I don't focus on one charity. So we said, what do you care about? And he said, pets. And I said, great. What do you mean? What do you care about pets? Well, I care about rescue animals. Okay, great. So do you care about dogs? Yeah, I care about dogs. And what else do you care about? Well, I care about the people who've served our country. I said, fantastic. What if I told you that there was a cause that we've partnered with called Canines for Warriors, where you'd be able to contribute $7,500 to pair a rescue animal with a PTSD wounded warrior, a veteran who came back from Afghanistan or Iraq, and put them through a 5 or 6 week program so that your $7,500 yielded a better life for a veteran and a rescued animal who were paired together and whose lives were changed. Would that work for you? And he was blown away. So Canines for Warriors gets a check for $7,500 from someone they've never heard of before. And the process really works. Everybody wins. And that makes us feel awfully good.
That's a brilliant story because you're actually touching lives in real time. It's not just, you know, I know there's a lot of charities that are deserving because they're doing research about curing diseases, for example, and that takes time. And here you're talking about in real time, you're actually affecting not only the canine, but the warrior.
Yeah, this is a very rewarding business. Look, I tell people often, I just told somebody on my way in to speak with you. When somebody says, what business are you in? We're in the membership sales business. We want to be introduced and exposed to new folks who enjoy traveling, who want to travel the right way, who want to save money, and who want to make a difference in the world. If we grow as a for-profit company, we will be able to effectuate more change in the world, save more lives, impact more lives, like the one I just shared with you. And so for us, it's a really simple equation. If we're growing and healthy as a business, and we're meeting new people and being exposed to folks who believe what we believe and want what we have, then we can really make a big change in the world and we can get on our way to the big lofty goal of raising and giving $1 billion to charities over the next decade.
So that's one of the main reasons that we're having this conversation, because our program focuses on making this world a better place, focusing on as much good news as possible and helping us to be better people. Thus, it's a win-win-win. And that's exactly what G2G Collection represents. At least it did to me initially. And now you're confirming that with our conversation. Will you speak about the other plans briefly? Because I know you, aside from the city plan, you have a corporate plan and the boutique plan.
Yeah. The city plan was so successful. And our observation, again, is that if I met you today, and we just had a conversation and we got to talking about you and what you like to do and who you are, I might say to you, well, tell me, Maria, do you vacation? And how often do you do that? You might say to me, you know, Rob, I'm so busy with my show and growing my audience, and I'm committed to my family and I'm committed to this cause and I have this locally that I really can't vacation that much. So I vacation one time a year and it's usually 7 nights. So I don't know if G2G would really be worth it for me. That's not an uncommon response from someone. And my next question is, well, let me ask you, do you travel at all for business? And you're likely going to say, yeah, I do. And I ask you where you travel. And the likelihood is that you're going to tell me some mix of New York, LA, Chicago, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Las Vegas. You may say places like Boston and Washington, D.C. and Dallas and Houston, and those are coming. But I will have a solution for you there. And I'll also have a solution for you if you're a small business, because our corporate city plan allows employees of these businesses to use our penthouses and apartments and private residences in those cities for an average of $350 a night. And what's so great about that is, if someone's spending $150 a night on a hotel room, We can't, this is not a good solution for them. But if someone is entertaining clients from a business perspective or prospects, or they want to reward an employee, or they want to hold an executive summit with three or four executives, this is perfect because these places are spectacular and remarkable. If you have not looked at our website, you can see them on our website at g2gcollection.com under membership. It shows the city plan, shows the corporate city plan. You can see the different places. They're stunning and remarkable. And for me as a business person, I conduct more personal business for G2G in these city plan residences than I ever could in a hotel. So the investment pays off multiple fold from a personal perspective, from a business perspective, from an ROI perspective. So that's the corporate city plan. It really helps small businesses and even bigger businesses to access places, again, that they would not be able to get access to at significant cost savings and with someone to plan their stay for them. The boutique plan addresses something that we've heard for the last 8 years, and that is, while I need a 5-bedroom villa in Cabo for my family reunion, or I need a 5-bedroom place in Telluride when I bring together two or three families, most of my travel, I really need a 2 or 3-bedroom spot. So we've created a product called the boutique plan that offers 2 and 3-bedroom residences in beach, ski, and leisure spots, for example, Cabo, for example, Punta Mita, Mexico, for example, the Florida Panhandle, which in my humble opinion, from Texas East are the nicest beaches in the US, and in other places like Aspen and Beaver Creek. So 2 to 3-bedroom product where our members can pay a one-time fee, a flat fee per year of $7,995 and have 16 nights that they can use in total in any of those places. They can share those 16 nights. They can give them away to their brother or sister. They can reward an employee. And if you do the math, that's $500 a night. These places typically on the typical market rent for $1,000 or more a night. So our members are saving about half. Again, they have the planner. And again, they're helping their favorite cause at the same time.
So do you find that, I would imagine, I understand about the boutique plan and the city plan, but the corporate plan to pull colleagues together and have them be under one roof, so to speak, is that not a little out of the norm?
No, I don't think it's pulling colleagues together and having them under one roof. I do find that, for example, if Adam and I travel executives, if Adam and I travel to New York or one of our clients is a law firm, if two of the partners travel to New York together, or another client is a doctor's group, if two of the principals travel to LA together, I find it completely normal that two people would share a residence and each have their own bedroom and have a common area and a kitchen and all those kinds of things. That is normal. I don't think it's normal to put, you know, 6 people in a 2-bedroom place.
Right.
So I think that's normal. And I think what's more relevant and prevalent is that each of these places typically has an owner floor that's a multi-million dollar, unbelievably decorated, amazing views venue where the participant who's staying in the place can conduct the reception, can hold meetings, can hold an event for a couple hundred people. We've had that happen where the CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, the exiting CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, is a member, an unbelievable guy. His wife sits on the board of Autism Speaks, and he's conducted venues where he stayed at the place and has a reception for 50, 60 people in the owner's floor, which otherwise you just would not be able to get unless you wanted to seriously pay up and rent a place for thousands and thousands of dollars.
So how do you identify and secure your locations, the destination places?
Yeah, we do 3 things. And I think the combination of these 3 acquisition components makes us different. It reduces cash drag and it reduces stress on our business from a business model standpoint. Number one, we manage private residences. So if you owned a place in Cabo and it was spectacular, which I would expect you would have, we might approach you and say, Maria, we love your place. We've been in this business for 8+ years. we'd like to manage your home, and we think we can get you more rental revenue. And you'd ask questions, and we'd ask questions, and we'd say, how often do you rent your place out today? And you tell us what the average is, most likely, which is 8 to 10 weeks. The average homeowner who rents their own place rents it for 8 to 10 weeks a year. And we'd say, look, we can get you 25 to 30 weeks, but here's what's going to happen. If you're charging $1,500 a night for an amazing place in Cabo on the oceanfront, we're going to get that to our members for $750 or $795 a night. So we're going to drop the rate by almost 50%. But while we do that, we're going to bring you 3x the volume. So you're going to make more money. You'll be happier. That's what you want. So that's one way we do it. That takes cash drag out for us because we don't have to prepay, right? We pay as we pay the homeowner as we go. We manage the place for them. The second way is we lease places. And the third way is we partner with boutique resorts like Castiglione del Bosco in Tuscany, which is a spectacular resort owned by Massimo Ferragamo, or the yacht club that we've purchased a macro membership in where we bought the membership. Therefore, our members are de facto members and get 40% off of the rates in yachts out of 12 different destinations around the world. So those are the three ways we do it. We manage places, we lease places, and we partner with boutique entities where we can bring value in all three cases.
Boy, the logistics sound daunting from securing to managing to vetting to placing. You must have a lot of people that are really good about juggling balls.
Well, I think this is why you don't go from running a software company to opening a restaurant and expect it to be successful, right? So this is right. our second go-round. We operated Equity Estates between 06 and 12. We learned an awful lot. This industry, the luxury destination club industry, has changed tremendously. We've moved from a very expensive prepay model where at Exclusive Resorts and Equity Estates and other entities, it was $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 to be part of it, and then prepaid annual dues every year. And we've moved to a model that's very different from that. We've moved to a lower cost, much, much broader marketplace. I would argue, and I don't think anybody would disagree with me, that there's a lot more folks who can afford $7,500 to join and $7,500 to a charity than $300,000 to join and $20,000 a year prepaid. So we've made this a tremendous value. We've made it open. We've opened it. We've removed the exclusionary impact that such a $300,000 investment has. And we've made the acquisition process for us a lot easier. It's a heck of a lot easier to lease a place or manage a place or partner with someone who owns an entity than it is to buy a $3 million home on your own.
And I don't know if we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that the person who is joining actually gets the tax deduction of the charitable amount.
Yeah, the participant gets the tax deduction because they're paying $7,500 to join and they're making a charitable contribution of $7,500 at the same time through the Giving Plan Foundation, which is a 501c3, which then passes the money along. So it really is a value, and it's really not $15,000 to join. It's $7,500 to join, and it's a $7,500 tax impacting contribution to a charity.
Which is brilliant. I mean, I just love the fact that that's how you're approaching it up front. You know, not like over 5 years, we're going to give, you know, a monthly contribution or something. No, and as you said, like with the Canine for Warriors, that you're giving the whole enchilada to them. You're not dispersing $2,500 here and $1,000 there and what have you. Because I would imagine $7,500 in one fell swoop makes a difference to that organization too.
We have an awful lot of grassroots partners. For your listeners, I'm sure somebody's going to listen and resonate with the fact that maybe they care about a small local animal rescue, or maybe they care about a cancer cause that was started by the parent who lost a child or successfully fought with a child to get through cancer. And maybe that cause only raises $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in a year. And $7,500 is a ton of money. That changes.
It is.
That can change the game. And we do a couple different things. First, we have the cash piece, but we've also observed over the last 8 years that so many charities that have events are really clamoring for items and articles that they can use at the auctions. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly getting asked, can you donate a trip? Can you donate a trip? And the answer is we can't, because the mechanism by which we're successful in helping charities is growing our membership. So, for example, we have charity partners who expose us to their board members. They expose us to their constituents, their donors, because just the same as Make-A-Wish does a deal with Jersey Mike's subs, that if on Wednesday you buy a Jersey Mike's sub, 10% of the proceeds goes to Make-A-Wish. This is no different. This is cause marketing at a high level. This is no different fundamentally than Girl Scout cookies that you buy, right? The Girl Scouts have raised millions selling cookies. And we're just Girl Scout cookies that taste really good, cost some more, give people great value, but help the charity at the same time. So fundamentally, that's what it is. But what we found is that charities really also want trips. So we've created a way for that $7,500 tax deductible charitable contribution to go to charities in the form of trips. So we're doing both cash, and now recently we're helping give charities trips, because our observation is that if we give charities trips as part of the $7,500 charitable give, they can raise more money than $7,500 with the trips. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
So we're doing both.
Having worked a lot with nonprofits, I sit on the boards of directors with the Girl Scouts, to name a few, and I know quite well and acutely about those events that you're referring to. So how, if somebody's listening, wants to get their charity on your radar, how do they go about approaching you?
Yeah, so our website is pretty friendly. There's a way to input and form fill on the website, both for a charity or for someone who's interested in membership. We act very quickly. The person who inputs their information hears from us rather quickly, and we're very responsive. The other thing that's neat, we started a program for people who are interested in becoming a member. We've observed that over 8 years of doing this kind of thing, that it normally takes up to 2 weeks for someone who's serious about it to make a yes or no decision on becoming a member. And we've instituted something that we call Take Two, Get Five, to help inspire people. So we don't do the used car dealer, the wheeler dealer strategy. We never say to somebody, if you join by Friday, you get $2,500 off a membership. That's not how we operate. I think that's a devaluing marketing strategy, and our product mm-hmm. is really valuable. So we tell people, if within 2 weeks, Take Two, of a meaningful conversation with us about how this might fit in your life, if you decide to join us and come along, we'll gift you and give you a free 5-night stay in one of our places, which makes this, in my observation, which makes joining G2G nearly free.
It does, doesn't it? With the math.
So if you're able to go to Cabo and spend 5 nights in a 5-star resort that's part of the G2G collection, and you paid $7,500 to join, I know this very keenly, because we had somebody that joined about 3 weeks ago. He had called me and said, hey, I want to go to Cabo. Do you have any suggestions of resorts? And I said, well, first of all, we got to talk about G2G. And mm-hmm. he said, yeah, I'm looking at 2-bedroom places, and the top 3 or 4 resorts typically are around $2,000 a night. And I said, that's right. So 2,000 by 5 is 10,000. Why don't you join G2G for 7,500? Make a $7,500 charitable contribution, change someone's life, and get the 5-night trip. And it worked.
So it's just a matter of time as your empire expands and you get the word out that it's a win-win-win again, as we were referring to earlier.
There is no doubt, Maria, that my observation, and I think Adam's and our whole team, when people hear about it and they're exposed to it and they take the time to ask questions and allow us to ask questions of them, because we see ourselves in the fit business, not the sales business. Fit meaning, if you put your name into the website and you asked for more information, our goal would be to set up a call and we would literally interview you. Maria, tell me about you. Tell me about the people you care about. Tell me about your family. Tell me about your travel patterns. Would you go to New York? Would you go to Los Cabos? How long would you stay? What do you typically spend when you go? How many bedrooms would you need? How often would you travel there? We're going to build this quick profile and we're literally going to say to you, we think you're a really good fit. We should talk about this. Or we're going to say, you know what? This probably doesn't make sense for you. We would hate to waste your time and take you through a process and try to force you to buy into membership. It doesn't make sense. So I think we're really good at that. I think we're authentic at it. Our biggest need is more people seeing us and getting exposed to us, because when they do ask questions and we ask questions, there's usually magic that occurs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you launched something just this year, New Destinations. Was that just through the boutique plan?
We're constantly releasing new destinations. So we just added a few new destinations through the boutique plan, one of them being on the Florida Emerald Coast at Watersound, a three-bedroom penthouse that overlooks the sea. That's amazing. It's so terrific. I chose to spend my summer vacation there with my family, my wife and two children. And we just got back from Aspen. We're adding a three-bedroom there. We're adding a three-bedroom in Beaver Creek. And we're looking to expand in New York and Turks and Caicos and a few other places now. So we're constantly, as we grow and add members, we're adding properties on a ratio basis.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Rob? Really appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to address your listeners today. And I would encourage everyone, regardless of whether G2G is for you, life is really short. I'm a cancer survivor. I've been blessed. I celebrated 15 years last week, I think. I have two
Congratulations.
Amazing, thank you. I have two amazing children and a remarkable wife. And I would say that experiences are so important. Travel, go places with people that you care about, and give back, whether it's money or your time, give back to a cause you can get passionate about. Those two things are two of the keys to happiness. You can look at happiness studies, relationships, which means you spend time with people you care about, meaningful impact, which means you either give or participate in volunteering. Those are two of the three keys to happiness. So I'll let you figure out the third on your own, and I'll leave you now. But those are the two of the three keys to happiness.
Well, and just so you know, that the key to longevity has three facets to it, and it's exercise, nutrition, and commitment being to people and to causes. So you're actually contributing to the longevity of the human race.
We love it, and I'm glad we got to be a part of your world today.
Me too. Rob Vaca, one of the creators of G2G Collection, Travel Beyond the Destination, hoping you're helping to make this world a better place. And this is the perfect example of how it can be possible and productive and profitable. Thank you, Rob, for your time.
Thanks, Maria. We'll talk to you soon.
Talking, so call Maria. Her show is killer. You won't believe it, darling. There's long time listeners and first time callers. They love Maria, that's why they keep saying. She's gonna help.